ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಟುಡೇ ಇಸ್ 1st of December 2018, ಸ್ಯಾಟರ್ಡೇ. ಟುಡೇಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೇ ಯು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ಲೇಮ್ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಗ್ರೇಡ್ ಬೈ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಫಾದರ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ. ಆಲ್ ದ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ have a lot of love for Father Brahma, and the sign of love is to become equal. For this, always have the aim of being first. Do not be first out of jealousy, because that is harmful. However, if you say it and then become the first in following the Father in practice, then being with the first, you will also become first. Just as Father Brahma became number one, similarly, let all those who follow him also have the aim of becoming number one. Those who take the initiative are number one Arjuna, and everyone has that chance to come first. The first grade is unlimited. It is not of just a few. So Baba is telling us that you have got a lot of love for Father Brahma, and the sign of love is that you start becoming like the person you love. So be first in following the Father in practice. And when you are with the first, you become the first. In yesterday's Sakar Murli, Baba had said, this Father Brahma, because of being with God Shiva, has become like him, Nirankari. Just as he is Nirakar, incorporeal, and he is egoless, the God Shiva, in the similar manner, by staying in the company of one Father, the Father Brahma, has become egoless. So Baba is saying us, telling us, that you follow him, but don't follow him out of jealousy. That is harmful. One person goes to another person to learn something. Suppose an A is going to B to learn. The attitude of A should be of humility. If the A goes to B with the aim of belittling B or to test B, this is a very, very dangerous emotion. For example, a disciple is there, he is going to the guru, or a student is going there, he is going to teacher to test the teacher. The teacher is not going to impart knowledge to him. In the similar manner here, this is Father Brahma and you are told to follow him. But then you start following him to overtake him, to outrun him, to outsmart him, out of jealousy. Baba says, this is harmful. Don't do this out of jealousy. Though every father would always love to have his children go ahead of him. Or does he feel bad? Father doesn't feel bad, but Baba is telling us, do not be first out of jealousy, because that is harmful. However, if you say it and then become first in following the Father in practice, then being with the first, you will also become first. The way to be first is to be with the first. The one who is first, stay in his company. Stay with him, be with him, follow him, and automatically you become first. His company you are not going to get at any time. His company is so precious, so rare, that in the entire 5000 years, this is a very, very small period where you get the chance to be with the Father. In the coming Sunday smoothly, while talking with one group, UK group, Baba said, Bab Dada offers you his company. Bab Dada offers you his company. Be in his company. Because for the 5000 years you stayed in the company of either deities or human beings. Now is the only time when you stay in the company of the Father. So staying in his company to make him our supreme companion, this is the account of one. So, just as Father Brahma became number one, similarly, let all those who follow him also have the aim of becoming number one. And Baba often cites the example of Arjuna. The one who takes initiative is Arjun. The one who takes initiative, the one who decides to go ahead, the one who decides to lead, the one who decides to take the lead, take the initiative, he is Arjuna. Where to take the initiative? To follow the Father in intense efforts, in complete purity, in becoming 16 celestial degree complete. So, this is the mantra we have been taught right from day one. Follow Father. Don't follow brother, don't follow sister. Follow one Father. Just by following him, you will attain the highest. This word has come many times in Bible. Follow me. I am the truth, I am the way, and I am the life. A rich man comes to Jesus and he says to him, I want to follow you. And Jesus Christ tells him, go and sell off whatever you have and then come and follow me. And the rich man, he gets afraid, he withdraws and he runs away. It is not so easy to follow him. God is spirit, and he who shall follow him in spirit. Seek ye first his kingdom, and then the rest will follow. So, this following Father has come many, many times. The word Heavenly Father has come multiple times. And probably the only scripture where such words have come, Heavenly Father. And many times in the Murli, these words are spoken of by Baba. So follow Father in what? Follow Father in what? Yes. Follow Father in what? We had discussed this in another context. Follow him in 21 things. First thoughts. Try to make your thoughts as elevated as the Father's thought. The Father is concerned about the whole world. So let your concern be about the whole world, not just one person, not just one family, not just one society, not just one state, not just one country, but international concern. Thinking of the world. There's one philosopher, Oliver Smith. He had coined a new word, citizen of the world. Citizen of the world. Oliver Goldsmith. Yeah, citizen of the world. Very much similar to what is being echoed in the Indian scriptures, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. The whole world is my family. So they have coined a new word, citizen of the world. And in today's age, there is one more word, netizens. What is netizen? Netizens. All those WhatsApps and social media users, they are known as netizens. Those who use net, those who use internet, they are known as netizens. So they are the netizens of the world. So, the first thing to follow is thoughts, sankalp. Our thoughts should arise above. They should reach a higher platform. Thinking of the small things, let them think of the higher things. Second is speech, bol. Follow him in speech. There is no record of Brahma having insulted anybody. There is no statement on record by Brahma having spoken against those who criticized him, opposed him, defamed him, blamed him, cast aspersions on him, vilified his name. There is no record. He never ever spoke against those who showered harsh criticism. So be like the father in speech. His speech was like the father Shiva. Just as the father is Kalyankari, benefactor, be the world benefactor. So, speech. The third is actions. Follow father in actions. The actions should be elevated, selfless, as per the Srimad, in soul conscious stage, in remembrance of father, in detached manner. In Trigaldarshi stage, all actions should be done as far as possible. Detached Sakshi, detached observer, all these things should be there in the actions. So the third thing to follow Father Brahma is in actions. The fourth is Chalan, behavior. How did he behave with his juniors, with his seniors, with his colleagues? With his companions. How did he behave with those who left him? There are five types of children in yesterday's Murli. Yesterday's means 30th November. First are Param Saubhagyashali. Param Bhagyashali, second are Bhagyashali, third are Saubhagyashali, fourth are Durbhagyashali, and fifth are Param Durbhagyashali. Those who live in, those who did not follow him, those who left his company, even for those unfortunate souls, he had elevated thoughts. He did not think that I gave him so much, I gave these people so much and they left me. And they left me in the lurch in this time of crisis. There was a great financial crisis at one point of time in the history of this Yajna, and at that point many children left this Yajna. Recently I met one mother who is in Gyan from last 5-6 years, and she was Mama's student. She was Jagdamba's student. She left, went in the old world, got married, and now came back in Gyan along with her husband. Such a story is there. So, all those who left, even for those Baba had all beneficial, all good feelings and pure wishes. So follow father in act, behavior. Then next, fifth, follow father in relationships and connections, sambandh sampark. Those who are in close relationships and those who are in contacts, to have elevated feeling for all of them is to follow the father. So these are the five things. Sankalp, bol, karm, sambandh, sampark and chalan. And then two more. Wealth and body. Tan, dhan. Body is to be utilized for service, not for self-indulgence. Body has been given unto you for doing elevated tapasya. And this is a very precious body. What we do with this body? Are we taking good care of it? Or we are drowning this body into indulgence or pampering, or we are resorting to extreme self-punishments. So this body is very precious. What are we doing with this body? Just as Brahma used his body, utilized his body for service till the last moment. He was working and working and working. He was serving and serving and serving. Even on the last day, from 9 o'clock till 12 noon, he wrote about 30 or 50 letters. That was on the last day. So he was serving till the end. Even before his death, 1 hour before his death, he narrated Murli. So, eternal service, perennial spirit of service. So utilize the body for, like the Father Brahma. And then wealth. What are we doing with our wealth? Are we hoarding it, keeping it for our selfish ends, or are we utilizing this wealth for yajna? Whatever you give for the yajna gets multiplied. All those mothers of Gurgaon, Baba often remembers, they used to give small coins. So it's not the amount, but it is the bhavana, it is the feeling behind how you give. So follow father in these two things, in body, tan, dhan. And then two more things, intellect and sanskar. The way he utilized his intellect, utilize your intellect in the similar manner. The way he sharpened his intellect, the way he utilized his intellect for world service, utilize the intellect, intellectual powers, your skills. All those who had come in this yajna at a very tender age, and they were absolutely unskillful, but whatever small skill they had, they put that into this yajna, and that skill got sharpened, and they became one of the finest servers of this yajna. You can see here, so many departments of yajna go in any department. When they had come, they were absolutely unlettered, illiterate, and they didn't know any single word, whether it was typing, whether it was cooking, whether it was washing, nothing, they didn't know anything. Whatever service they were given, they started learning and gradually putting their soul and mind and body into it, they became so perfect in those skills without doing any university course. Sanskar. Whatever sanskars Brahma had, try to inculcate those sanskars. Try to catch, imbibe, ingrain those sanskars within the intellect. So, follow father in 5 things, then 2 things, and then 2 more things, and now 4 things. Drishti, vritti, drishtikon, and habits. First is drishti. Just as his drishti was unlimited, keep your drishti unlimited. Just as his drishti was soul conscious, make the drishti soul conscious. It is the body conscious drishti. Drishti itself is a very pure word. You can't use the word body conscious drishti, because drishti itself means soul conscious vision. So, vision, unlimited vision, drishti, then vritti. Vritti is formed by your thoughts. Vritti is formed by what you think deeply. Vritti is nothing but ripples. If this is the thought, whatever is arising out of it is vritti, vrittakar, a circular, an orbit of thoughts turning into vibrations. So drishti, then vritti, then drishtikon. Drishtikon is even something which is walking behind the drishti. Your perspective, your attitude, your belief system. And then habits. Just as Father Brahma had very elevated habits and soul conscious habits and habits of knowledge. Create such habits. Form new habits. Inculcate new habits. Take up one habit and keep on repeating that thing every day, multiple times. Even if you don't like, keep on repeating it. It will become habit. Just as this is your home and this is, for example, center. And every day you, in the morning you go this way. One day you have some work to do at some other place. But you forget while going and automatically you reach center. And then you remember, no, I had to go to some other place. This is the force of habit. If you are walking by one path, you will be forced to go by the same path. So that is habit. So become like Father Brahma in habits. So drishti, vritti, drishtikon and habits. These are the 4 more things. Then 4 more. Bhavana, your feelings, your emotions, your smriti, awareness or memories, imagination, kalpana, and sopna, dreams. Be like the Father Brahma in these 4 more things. What is your bhavana? What is your wishes? No matter what words we are speaking, bhavana has to be very pure. The intention has to be very, very pure. One sister had come here sometime back and she was saying, this is such a small group. What you people are doing, this is spreading across the world. How come? And she answers herself. She said that because you people have got a very pure intention. That's why it happened. She herself was answering. I didn't say anything. She said, this is such a small group. This is such a small place. But what is being spoken here or done here has been thrown across the world. Because the intention is very, very pure. That's why. So bhavana, then smriti, your memories. Take all the past memories. This is an experiment of yoga one can do. Take all the past memory, put them into one bag. Take that bag and keep in front of Baba and see it burning to ashes. It's a good yoga experiment one can do. Take all the bitter, bad, vicious memories and put them into one bag. Take that bag and go to and keep in front of Baba at Amrit Vela in the settled world. And then Baba is burning it. It's a good experiment. You will enjoy it. Very small but very effective and very powerful. So memories and then your dreams. Even dreams should be very pure. But when all other things would be pure, dreams will automatically become pure. So these are the four more things. And the last four things. You are listening. You are eating. You are writing. And you are touching. These four things. Last four things. What you listen should be very pure. What you eat, what attitude you eat, with that purity, eat it. And then write. What you write. Why? This is included. Writing. Lot of Maya has entered in the Brahmin family by chatting, by messaging, by WhatsApp messaging. Lot of relationships have been formed by brothers and sisters by WhatsApp messages. How are the messages? Are they pure Gyan Yukta messages or they are romantic messages? Or they are body conscious messages? Or they are messages of abuses? Or they are messages of getting disturbed? Or they are description of your ego? Or they are descriptions of your getting upset, mood off? That's why these writing has to be very pure. What you write. Don't be in a hurry to respond. And never, never respond to online abuse. This is a principle. If somebody abuses you online, don't try to respond. The result would be disaster. In yesterday's Murli, at one point Baba had said, instead of construction, some people do destruction whilst explaining. So what I am doing? Construction or destruction? So writing. So these are the 21 points of following Father. We had discussed this in many other classes. This is just to revise it. First, sankalp, bol, karm, chalan and samman sampak. 5. Then to tan, dhan. Then to buddhi, sanskar. Then 4. Drishti, ritti, drishtikon, habits. Then 4. Bhavana, smriti, imagination, kalpana and dreams. Then 4. Writing, eating, listening and touching. One more is touching. How is our touch? What is going behind the touch? Our touching touch should be as pure as that of a mother. Our touch should be as soul conscious as that of Shiva Baba himself. Have you seen Bab Dada sitting in Diamond Hall and Dadis are around and sometimes Baba is touching Dadis, but his touch is so minimal. He doesn't touch too much. Very less. His touch is very less. 1. Second, even when he touches, his touch is very pure. His touch is very, very pure. So such touch. So make the touch as pure as Father Brahma. So this is following Father in 21 things for 21 births. Om Shanti.